The Gemara on the bottom of Daf Chaf Chesem Beis, the top of Chaf Chesem Adalf, discusses the halach of Limud Hatayr, Talmud Tayr, whether it has to be done in the Sukkah or not. And the Gemara comes out that there's a chilek between Limud Bebekias and Limud Be'ian. Limud Bekias ideally should be done in the Sukkah, but Limud Be'ian does not have to be done in the Sukkah. And the Pashas in the Gemara is like Rashi's Masber, that it's a Ptur, it's like a Ptur of Mitztayr. It's difficult to be Ma'ayan and to concentrate on your learning inside the sukkah. It's easier to do it outside of the sukkah, and therefore there's a patur. You don't have to learn be'in inside the sukkah. Sounds like that ideally you really should, but being that it's difficult to do, it's sort of a patur of mitztayr that allows you to learn outside of the sukkah. But there's a paldik achidosh from the Akedah, the Sefer Akedah on Chumash, says the davar nifla, a whole different shot in why limud be'in does not have to be done in the sukkah. And he says that it's not a pshat that it's a ptur, it's not a ptur mitztayr, it's not a ptur from sukkah, but you don't need a sukkah, because he says that davar pala, when you learn be'in, it's mamash as if you're in a sukkah, b'shas ha'limud. And I'll read you his lashon. He says that, amna limud shel in, learning be'in, hutar chutzah sukkah, you're allowed to do it outside the sukkah, l'fisha ha'limud, asher alzeh ha'tayr, the limud which is done properly, done be'in, hu atzma gufa shel sukkah. That itself is a sukkah. When you learn be'in, you learn ba'amelis, it's mamash as if you're sitting in the sukkah. Peldik is ach that the Akedah is saying. And the Pshat is like Rav Eli Baruch Finkel is Masber, used to say this over a lot, it's brought down in the Sefer and in Yoni Sukkis, and he's Masber, I'll be with the Akedah wrote earlier, that the idea of a Sukkah is to leave the Olam HaGashmi, leave the Gashmias, and go to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, live with the Shechina, to live Betzila Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Parak Ma'alav Kol Inyani Olam Hazeh, to be Memes Atzmai, in a ruchnistic way. That's what a sukkah is. You leave the Olam HaGashmi and you sit in the Olam HaRag. You sit with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person learns Torah be'in ba'amelus, he's memes atzma ba'ilah shel Torah, he's accomplishing the same thing. He removes himself from Olam HaZeh. He removes himself from Inyanim of Gashmius, and he's mamash living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, living with the Shechina. That's what happens when a person learns Torah be'in uva amal karoi. Mimela is like the Akedah, so when you learn Torah be'in, it's not the pshat that there's a Ptur mitztayr, but you don't need a sukkah because you're in a sukkah. That is a sukkah. You accomplish the same thing as you would accomplish by sitting in a sukkah, and that's the Aymak HaDvarim over in the Gemara, that Limud Be'in does not have to take place in the sukkah. Paldik Yechidosh from the Akedah. And it's something important to know, that you know the mitzvah Chashuva and Chaviva of sukkahs only happens once a year. We're not zeichet this in the sukkah the whole year. But the idea of sukkah, the Indian of sukkah, is something we could really experience any time of the year, wherever we are at any time, as long as the person is mischabert his limud be'ian of amelis karoi, he can mamish be time the tam of the mitzvah of sukkah, be time the tam of sitting in the anani akavit, sitting in betzila, the memnusa, sitting with the hug of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Arizal describes it. A person can mamish accomplish all the nyanim of sukkah just by learning be'ian, especially if you're learning masach sukkah, to learn the be'ian of amelis, we can mamish be time the valakatam of the mitzvah of sukkah throughout the whole year.